Good morning. This is Ellie Neese, signing on for Seal Substance, Episode 1, The Mediterranean Monk Seal. So, Mediterranean monk seals are really unique phocids, true seals, earless seals, whatever you'd like to call them, that historically they've existed both in tropical and subtropical waters, and they've unfortunately been really heavily affected by human industrialization and tourism. They used to exist throughout the Mediterranean and Black Seas, as well as the North Atlantic Ocean. However, due to habitat degradation and commercial exploitation, the seal is currently considered the rarest and most endangered pinniped, according to NOAA Fisheries 2024 report of the species. And populations now only reside in three known locations, which is islands scattered about the Mediterranean, a large population in the Cabo Blanco Peninsula, and then the Madeira Archipelago. To put it in perspective for how dangerously close these animals were to extinction in recent history, at some point around 1997, a near-extinction stochastic event occurred in already dwindling populations, where nearly two-thirds, which is apparently around 200 of these seals, two-thirds of the largest colony at Cabo Blanco suffered a die-off as a result of morbillivirus. According to a population analysis that was conducted a few years later, their extinction risk, which had previously been like 1 to 2% over simulated 50 years, the risk spiked to 20% over that same 50 years. And even today, only around 600 individuals are known to exist. So it took a pretty big blow on them. This seal has been a cultural marker in Mediterranean communities for centuries, and its historic struggle for existence serves as a really grim reminder of the threat that human industrialization holds over marine mammals globally. Not all is lost, as global activists and protective organizations have seen the monk seal's population increase significantly over the past two decades, to the point where the seal has been promoted from the IUCN's critically endangered list to a status of vulnerable as of June 2023. Although there are some concerns that remain regarding their like general health issues and then sustainable breeding grounds. This episode will serve as an overview of the historic and cultural details of the world's rarest seal and how humans and monk seals have impacted each other for better and for worse. Let's dive in. So mostly positive historic and cultural representation. The earliest known mention of a Mediterranean monk seal was a reference in Homer's Odyssey, where seals are cited as near divine oceanic creatures that represented the revered prophetic powers of Proteus, a Greek primordial sea god. Multiple Greek myths also reference Mediterranean seals as messengers or guardians under Poseidon's rule, wherein they were often labeled as sea dogs or sea children, which to me suggests a more familial view towards seals in Greek culture. They were seen as like offspring or pets of gods rather than wild animals, which indicates some level of like respect and potential individuality attached to their identities, rather than like some blind, like wild animal assumption. Beyond Greek myth, references to monk seals have also been made in like more global texts like the Bible, the Old Testament, where men were turned into seals as they chased the Hebrews through the Red Sea. These references in universally consumed texts serve as stark markers of monk seal significance in some of the world's oldest civilizations, and they illustrate a pattern of humans assuming really unique connections to seals and seeing ourselves reflected in them, whether that be through their behavior or their appearance. There's just something in seals that brings this sense of familiarity and respect to ancient cultures, and as such, they were treated as species that were like distantly related or bonded to us rather than like monsters or basic animals like some other species were. Outside of oral and written stories passed through Mediterranean culture, physical artifacts of seal presence in history have surfaced throughout the region, from pottery pieces in modern-day Italy depicting seals fighting sea monsters, to coins minted with seals and water nymphs from Phocea, which demonstrates the cultural power of the seal. I mean, the species infiltrated civilizations that were known globally for their like huge trading power as like mascots, as cultural staples stamped onto their currency and their works of art. In more recent years, a rise in local celebrities throughout the Mediterranean yet again reflects a positive outlook on monk seals, with seals native to Greek isles being referred to as mascots and being treated with kindness and hospitality by many human locals. In one particular and kind of sad case, a monk seal that had been rescued from a storm in 2018 and lovingly named Costas after their rescuer was unfortunately shot and killed by an unknown fisherman. And the community response was so strong that at one point, a manhunt with a reward of $21,000 was being hosted by the Greek Coast Guard just to find the killer. This occurrence, although kind of depressing, shows how the bond I mentioned earlier has perpetuated into current cultural outlooks. People are still feeling connected to these seals, and they're inclined to treat them as positive or beneficial creatures and incorporate them into their cultural identities and grieve for them like they would any other human member of their communities. Speaking of deaths and human threats, monk seal lifestyle habits have adjusted significantly in the past century in response to threats from habitat deterioration due to human industrialization, notably through rising tourism and hunting pressures. Fishermen have pretty much always been threats to monk seals. They're like, they have a big rivalry going on pretty much as far back as ancient Rome, where deliberate killings were viewed as necessary in order to protect the fishermen's catch from the thieving seals. A study conducted in Greece from 1991 to 1995 deducted that deliberate killing was the most commonly observed cause of death in 32% of observed seals, with fisheries viewing seals as competition, and that being the most widely accepted theory. The Archipelago's Institute of Marine Conservation in Greece calls the feud a war of survival between fishermen and marine mammals, and NOAA reports that around 21% of Mediterranean fishermen reported fishing gear damage due to seal entanglement or disruption, which just adds to the negative perception that they already hold. Alongside deliberate killing threats, NOAA Fisheries' 2024 review on the species reports that the land development in historic Mediterranean monk seal habitats, such as the beaches of Madeira, has resulted in the areas becoming almost entirely devoid of seals. Additionally, studies conducted in 2018 in Turkey showed that monk seals were hesitant to use sea caves that were known to be popular tourist attractions, which ended up severely limiting safe zones and confined the seals to really like small, isolated marine protected areas for hauling out, breeding, and resting. Risks of oil exposure and microplastic consumption have also confined monk seals to very specific protected areas, as NOAA reports that at least 3 oil spill incidents in Turkey have had negative effects on monk seal habitats in recent history alone, notably through exposure to toxic hydrocarbons that can damage their respiratory and gastrointestinal systems. The Mediterranean Sea in general is known as a global hotspot for plastic debris buildup, according to like marine environment impact reports in the last decade. And this is mostly due to high human traffic around the coast and like rapid development projects for fishing. So in one particular Albanian study, 14 anthropogenic microfibers were discovered in monk seal feces, which indicates that the seals are definitely being affected by high microplastic rates, and the consumption is pretty much a direct result of human aquatic waste. So now that we've explored the cultural significance of seals and the like blind ignorance of humans to their like conservation, what are we actually doing to keep them safe and like help them grow as a population? Also, why has conservation been so spotty for these animals in particular? The primary reason for stagnation in conservation efforts has really just been this lack of like doing versus understanding. And what I mean by that is, like, think about all of the environmental conservation draft resolutions that are being drawn up at dozens of international committees. And there's tons of research that's being brought to everyone's attention that identifies exactly what the problem is, how it's being perpetuated, and how detrimental it is to whatever population is being affected. But then the actual process of, like, addressing the issues is either, like, really sloppy or it just doesn't happen. A particular paper published in 2016 titled "Are Mediterranean Monk Seals Being Left to Save Themselves from Extinction?" Outlines 3 hangups in the realm of conservation application that I really resonate with. The first one is governmental unwillingness to commit restrictive legal agreements. The second one is lack of cooperation and coordination. And the third one is an emphasis on the wrong problem. So the first issue, the restrictive legal agreements, it includes pulling chunks out of like ship trade routes or like popular tourist attractions in order to designate them as MPAs. That like restriction, it ends up decreasing revenue because it's taking away from spaces that would otherwise be used for like fisheries and trade routes and stuff. So it would cause a lot of backlash from businesses that are feeling like they're restricted, and they like, no one wants to lose money. So no one wants to commit to that. The second one, the lack of coordination, it's just like every member interprets the regulation differently, and then none of them are able to hold each other accountable. And then focusing on the wrong issue, this study that I mentioned before, it suggests that Previous conservation efforts have been focused on ecological action rather than addressing like human impact on monk seals. And since the commonly agreed upon most destructive act against them is anthropogenic, non-human focused efforts are obviously not going to have a limited effect. So like, if we're not fixing the problems that we're starting, it's not going to change.
So what can we do to actually boost conservation efforts for Mediterranean monk seals? The establishment of protected, undisturbed areas has been shown to be the most effective method of monk seal colony preservation, as the preservation of habitat is necessary to ensure reproduction and population longevity. The Marine Mammal Commission states that the Desertus Islands in Madeira, the national park established in Karpathos in Greece, and other protected areas have reflected lower entanglement rates and increased pup survival. Again, this makes sense since monk seal deaths are most commonly linked to anthropogenic causes. It's logical that the way to preserve their numbers is to keep them away from humans. Upholding governmental regulations against deliberate killings is another important factor, and that's difficult to do since it's like so individual scale based. But NOAA outlines in their 2024 review that 89% of fishermen feel that financial compensation for damaged fishing equipment would keep them from harming marine mammal culprits. So economic incentives to hold fisheries and ports accountable might be an avenue to pursue alongside the protected zones. So ultimately, the Mediterranean monk seal is an extremely important species for both ancient and modern Mediterranean cultures. And despite the hardships that they've endured from thousands of years of human persecution and creeping habitat destruction, they're actually starting to bounce back thanks to improved conservation efforts and dedicated marine biologists. The promotion to vulnerable, actually, is the highest they've been under the IUCN status since being introduced to the list in 1970. Although they're still facing a lot of threats regarding inbreeding, the development of protection zones throughout the Mediterranean is expected to decrease this risk. So like, as we get more zones, they'll spread out more and they'll stop just being stuck with the same isolated populations, which means that with the continued upholding of conservation efforts and like social awareness, monk seals should remain a staple of Mediterranean culture for the foreseeable future. Thanks for listening, everyone. This has been Seal Substance.